Another big story we're following this morning, a major change coming if you fly, and it's stirring up a lot of controversy. Starting next month, for the first time since 9/11, passengers will be allowed to carry some knives onto flights. NBC's Justice correspondent Pete Williams is at Reagan National Airport. Pete, good morning.
Reagan National pretty much shut down right now, Matt. But the TSA says the whole idea here is to avoid hassles for the millions of Americans who carry pocket knives and for its screeners, freed from having to search for small knives and other carry-on items that cannot bring down a plane. And it says with hardened cockpit doors, knives are less of a threat.
It's been in place for more than a decade, the strict airline security rule that forbids passengers to carry knives on board with them. But that's about to change. TSA says it's part of an effort to focus the attention of screeners on the most serious threats.
We are trying to focus on the highest risks, that being the non-metallic improvised explosive devices. And we don't want these small knives, pocket knives, or the sporting equipment to be a distraction.
The change also brings the U.S. in line with international security rules, allowing knives that have blades up to 6 centimeters long. Beginning next month, passengers can carry on knives with folding blades no longer than about 2 1/3 inches, that's 6 centimeters, and no wider than 1/2 inch. Knives with blades that are fixed or that lock into place or have molded handles will still be banned. Same for box cutters and razor blades, still banned. Passengers will be allowed to carry on a hockey or lacrosse stick, a pool cue, ski poles, and up to 2 golf clubs, another change in line with the international standards. Some 35 million Americans carry a pocket knife, but early reaction we sampled was negative.
I don't like it.
I don't know why they would allow people to carry knives on the plane. I mean, it's just ridiculous to me.
But representatives of flight attendants say the move increases the risk to them.
We believe this is a slippery slope. What will be the next weapon that can come on board? We're there to protect and serve passengers and also ourselves. And we don't want to see weapons unnecessarily introduced on board the aircraft.